When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you like books? I like books too. Books are great. Books are filled with useful information. You can read things in a book. You can hide things in a book. You can get lost in a book, not you personally, because you won't fit inside a book unless it's a slightly big book. Not saying you're a big person, but it is big. Books are an interesting thing and they hold on to a lot of our life. We can store pictures in a book. We can hold on to the memories and bits of our images in books. But let me tell you this, get rid of them, because now you can get it on the computer. You're listening to Computer Chat. With me, Bill Gates, and this dude,
Elon Musk.
Now, have you got a computer?
I've got a computer. I'm using one at the moment.
What do you like to do on your computer?
Never you mind, son. Never you mind. It's between me.
World domination.
And changing the name of a social media platform for no reason. No reason whatsoever.
I think that was weird that you changed the name of that social media platform to X.
But it's like when you get a new dog, you have to give it an haircut, and then you have to say, right, it's mine now.
You can't just give dogs haircuts.
You can if you take them to a groomer. That's what I meant. I didn't mean you just
a groomer. A groomer. All right. I know your game. Changing it to X. Calling it a groomer. I'm out. The last episode of Computercast. Goodbye. You're not listening to that. You're listening to Small Screen Nostalgia. Whee! Let's go. Good morning.
Hello.
How has your week been?
Good. I did some gigs and stuff.
You did some gigs and you never did? Yes. Where did you gig? Was it your child-friendly, swear-free gig that you did?
No, that's coming up soon. And you love that because you've pulled out. You're double booked and now I've got to do 20 minutes of clean material.
Double book, because I'm doing my new show, Ads on Tour, at Faversham Bridge Festival. There's still a few tickets left, so get in now.
Is that Adder, but you doing it again on tour?
It's bits and bobs at the moment. It's a preview show, so I will do what every comedian does. Write stuff of it. This is the best stuff I've ever wrote, and then cry on the way home when I realise how it was.
Well, speaking of gig, I did emceed, I'll get his name right because I didn't get it right on the night, which was quite embarrassing, Ray Badrand. And they didn't like me at all. They didn't like me.
Did the audience.
No, you could tell. Like, please get him off.
Is that what they said? Were they chanting, kill him, kill him?
Everyone else did all right. I thought, you don't like me, do you? And I said it in the beginning and the audience went, no, there's been three comedians on. I said, no, there haven't. There hasn't been three comedians on. Just two comedians and me just talking into a microphone.
So you had a lovely time. Why didn't it go well?
I don't know. But then...
Did you do new material?
No, I don't know what it was. But this Thursday, I'm doing a sold-out gig in a cinema Bosh.
You are?
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to be in the cinema. As you well know, we've done a cinema before, me and you, and it went really well in the foyer. Bloke cleaning out the burger oven.
Yes, say what you want about that cinema gig, but that guy, he had a grill to clean, and he didn't care if there was a gig happening or not. He was cleaning that grill with what sounded like a chainsaw. They're really odd. They messaged me the other day, going like, "Oh, can we confirm that that we want to do it again?" And I was like, "Right, yeah, we'll do it again, but we do it in a screen with seats, projections. We make it a big social media thing, so it feels like an event." That was a week ago. I've still had nothing back, and I've already filmed one of the day.
Yeah, but isn't every couple of minutes, isn't there a new film being put on each screen? So you can't really use a screen.
Well, I presume they'd cancel the screen out. They're going to make more money from stand-up comedy, aren't they, than putting on, I don't know, Secret Life of Pets 78,
Barbie.
Or Jurassic Park 5.
Oppenheimer.
Barbie 2, Cindy.
Sorry,
the
love.
The Forgotten Doll.
Sorry, love. I know it's a 12 and not for you anyway. But sorry, you can't go into Barbie today because Adam's on tour and he's going to be doing a show for you.
I think they would book in advance. I don't think people just turn up to the cinema hoping that film's on.
Love, do you remember Thundercats? He does. Listen to him.
It's not for you. Do you remember the song with the Bright Side? Yeah. Would you like it to have a narrative within a short period of time? Would you like it to run throughout a show, explaining how important it is to a generation, yet taken away and turned into nothing but a karaoke tune? If that is what you want, listener, please buy tickets. Seriously, please buy tickets. I'm adding another one this week, adding another show this week, which is a big mistake, but I'm doing it because I'm a rep.
Why? Why are you adding another one for? Have you not learned this lesson?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it pays off, mate.
Leave them wanting more. That's what you want.
Now, leave them wanting just enough.
Leave them wanting less, and that is what happened when
leave
I emceed.
Leave them wanting less, that's what you want. So, when you emceed, how did you come on? How did you warm up the crowd?
I just started doing my act, which is wrong.
First problem.
I tried to talk to a man in the audience, and they wasn't having it. I don't know what it was. I said, what do you do for a living? Make it up. I said, oh, you're an astronaut, and then I didn't have any jokes about astronauts. It was my fault. I invented the situation, and then I didn't know.
So, you told the man in the audience to make up what he did for a living, and then didn't have anything. Once he'd made up, I think that's on you, mate. I think you cannot blame the audience. I think that's completely. Oh man, you're no longer in the Comedians Guild. I went to Centre Parks.
Doing what?
Well, relaxing. I met a deer and I met some robots. Weirdly, in Lag Iguanas.
You've made me talk about my gig, and you've met some robots.
Yeah. They were crazy. Like three of them were like little cat robots giving out the food. And there was this big old Darth Vader robot clearing the plates, not cleaning them. And he looked really angry. I'll send you the video later. It's not going to work on this because there's no words.
It started. The revolution has started. They're taking over.
I think we're going to be all right. Unless they can make their own batteries, mate, we'll be fine.
But then eventually they might start making their own comedies with people who should know better in the Royal Bodyguard.
So the Royal Bodyguard, why'd you make me watch this?
I didn't watch it because I thought it was bad. I thought we'd watch it and we might think it was better than we thought it was.
Yeah, it ain't. The problem I noticed there was going to be an issue was where someone mentioned on the intro, it's Monday and now time for the Royal Bodyguard. I thought, hold on, you've got a show with David Jason on a Monday evening. And it all part of me went, oh no. And I always check the timing of these shows. because it was 27 minutes and that was too long.
Oh, I thought you meant when it went out, when it was broadcast.
I was broadcast on a Monday. A Monday? Who broadcasts? So it's not top tier.
It was over Christmas.
I don't remember this.
Wasn't it a bank holiday Monday?
It was.
Have a look. Royal Bodyguard.
For the listener, Chris is looking at his Google on his phone, scrolling down, finding Royal Bodyguard. Hope you don't accidentally book tickets for the stage show, The Bodyguard.
Well, I don't know where you've got Monday from, because it was on Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is literally, well, yeah, that is the Christmas Monday, isn't it? Like, that is the thing. Like, Boxing Day, no matter what day of the week it is, Monday, Christmas Eve feels like the Saturday, Christmas Day is the Sunday, and Boxing Day is the Monday.
What day was Boxing Day 2011?
I'm more annoyed Google have retained this information and not just deleted it.
It was Monday.
Was I right? Was I correct? Was I correct?
You were
was
correct.
I correct?
I'm not moaning at you. I'm moaning at the continuity announcer for saying it's Monday and not saying it's Boxing Day.
Yeah, I love that. That's why you're no longer head of the BBC. You're too hard.
And now a lovely treat on this Boxing Day. It's the Royal Bodyguard with David Jason, who should know better. That's how you open it.
Yeah, I love the way, like, and now, on this lovely Boxing Day, you're listening to, let's just say, a hiccup in David Jason's career, The Bodyguard.
He wanted to do something for the kids. He wanted to do something that was a bit like Johnny English, mixed with...
A bit like Johnny English. A bit. It is Johnny English. It's not even a bit like the intro scene is well on it, of the Queen, like, oh, I hate this. So much. One, because it's got David Jason in it. One, because his hair. I don't know what Just For Men was using at this point, but David, shave it fucking off. Like, he's clearly bald.
This was 10 years ago.
Clearly bald. And he's dyeing it black. Like, the man's in his 80s now. There was no way his hair was that black back then.
Oh, we get onto the problematic bit in the middle.
The problematic bit? Well, let's start at the problematic bit in the beginning. One, David Jason has been hired as the Queen's bodyguard, even though he is very rarely around the Queen, only in a few takes. He's more as the Queen's security, because a bodyguard will be with you at all times. The opening scene features David Jason accidentally scaring a horse by blowing up a packet of Golden Wonders salt and vinegar crisp. We knew what they were, everyone. Popping it, the horse darts off, and the Queen nearly kills herself in a car. You never see the Queen's face at all during this, because I think if you did, she might call treason.
What, you want the actual Queen to be in this? Like it's the 2012 Olympics.
I would at least like to see someone dressed as the Queen. I would at least like, not just her legs. Like, oh! And like, I always felt sorry for the Queen, because like, when she was, like, I say this now, that David Jason is a national treasure. Right, to me, he is my childhood. He is only Fools and Horses. This is, why did his agent even entertain this? Like, what? Why did he phone up and go, well, David's too old for it? Did David see the paperwork before the agent turned it down? That's the only reason I reckon this could happen.
Well, it proves how much I was paying attention to what happened, because I wrote down Charles Dance as his boss. And it's not Charles Dance. It's the dad from Not Going Out.
I'm sure he'll love being referred to as that.
I can't remember the actor's name. That's him.
Can I just say, I want to be a secret agent, because when we were away, our lodge number was 007. So every time you bought something or went into a restaurant, it's like, what's your lodge? 007. And it was great. It was great. I mean, like, after like the third day when people are like, hold on a minute, like making their own jokes about it.
Well, they call it the Bond Room.
No, just 007. Name of the National Express from Dover to London, because it was one Ian Fleming took. That's where he got the idea for 007.
Why are you making fun of this historic character, Guy Hubbell? Little kids will be going, can we go and watch another episode of Guy Hubbell? Come on.
I believe you're expecting me, Guy Hubbell, Royal Bodyguard.
This, like, there's a few problems with it. One, he's too old to be a bodyguard completely. It needs someone funny in that. Two, it's Johnny English.
It's also Clouseau as well.
It's also Clouseau, but it's the thing is, like, David Jason is an amazing actor, but he's not known for those silent slapstick moments.
Are you about to say the sentence, he is not known for slapstick? Are you not aware that he fell for a bar?
Right. David Jason fell for the bar, right? That was a 2-minute scene in a 30-minute show where David spoke and was not a secret agent. I would not watch Dalboy if he was a secret agent or worked for the police. I know that's a touch of frost. That I didn't watch it. But I do not understand this. I watched it and thought, has Chris made this himself? Is that why David Jason has terrible black hair? Because he's made him dye it. Have you been making your own shows and showing them to me and only putting this out on my social media so I actually think this podcast is going?
Yeah,
it's, I don't know why this would be commissioned. I do not know how this got through a commissioning editor. Who would not commission any of my amazing ideas, but this is the stuff he goes for.
It's all a conspiracy theory. It's almost like Michael Fool's joke that I thought of, which was we review a show that doesn't exist and see if people, if anyone calls us out on it and goes, that didn't exist. What was it called? Killing Time with Nick Knowles. That quiz show didn't exist. Yeah, we just invented it. Oh, but I keep mentioning it, so we're not going to be able to do it. Could you not find it funny when he asked him for his ID and he had a Tesco club card?
I found it funny where he accidentally summoned the Antichrist by trying to get £5 off on a packet of beans.
Oh, you watched episode two then? I didn't see that.
I did. It got very kind of anti-Semitic. I think that's why it was taken off the air. Nick Knowles, lovely guy, full of hatred. Full of hatred.
Oh, I thought you meant the Royal Bodyguard.
No, the Royal Bodyguard. I did watch the second episode. This wasn't like the circus one where I was like, where do they go with this?
You saying that Big Top is better than this?
I'm saying the problem with this as well, it's clearly got a bit of a budget, right? The more problematic bit is they go with the Russian spy who seduces him, but doesn't seduce him, comes in, and then let's just call him David Jason, says, oh, let me get a bit more comfortable. And he doesn't get naked. He just does that. He wears them old man clothes, you know, like old man clothes, like a vest and pad. Like what it used to be like when someone said, oh, get naked in the 60s, because no one was ever naked. I think people even used to bathe in clothes. I don't know. Were you there? I don't think you were.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back.
But this annoyed me. Right, let's go back a bit. After he's nearly run the Queen over, which was his fault, he gets selected by the royal family to look after the Queen as the bodyguard. Mm. Even though during the time as the bodyguard, she always gets killed. God rest her soul now. It weren't David Jason, it was natural causes. I don't know that to be true. No one knows. I'm just saying no one knows.
I don't want a lawsuit saying it was David Jason.
I'm not saying David Jason killed the Queen. Can we just point that out? Like, that is not what I'm saying. So the royal family feel like this guy, insert his name here.
I believe you're expecting me. Guy Hubble. Royal bodyguard.
David Jason, 00 Jason. Is the perfect guy to look after the royal family. Hubble is the perfect guy to look after the royal family, but the dad from not going out, not Lee Mack, the other dad doesn't like him at all and would have anyone else on the case other than Hubble. He likes that role of not being happy with the new person. And my favourite bit is when he's given a gold access card and told not to lose that card. And in the back of my head, he's going to lose that card.
This is the gold key. It allows access to all secure areas. Without this, it is impossible to break through our ring of steel within the hotel. It pains me to do so, but I've been ordered by Sir Edward to give you one of them.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Just don't lose it, Hubble.
Yes, thank you, sir. No.
I've got to lose that massive plot point.
That's what I wrote down as well. When anyone's got a bag and go, oh, look at this bag. And then someone next to them's got a similar bag. What is going to possibly happen? Oh, everything mixed up.
But what's this made for people who haven't seen a sitcom before?
But he doesn't put it in a safe. He doesn't put it in his wallet. He sticks it in his sock.
Which is when it's weird, because when he gets... Oh, we're going to talk about the loft.
He goes up the loft. He gets wet. He has a bit out again. We just missed that
bit. But also, this really annoyed me about the loft as well, because he falls into a water tank, right? I've been in a few lofts. I'm going to say I've been at least six lofts in my time. Right? Water tanks aren't in the floor, are they? You can't just fall into a water tank.
No, but you can in this scenario, because apparently it was.
You need to climb up. And then, I'll tell you what annoyed me more, that he's all wet because he's fallen into the water tank and the bottom of his shoe has fallen off and the rubber bit's flapping. And I was like, I bet he's going to use the bottom of that rubber bit of the shoe to do something with. And blow me down. Oh, spoiler for later. Johnny English works, right? Charlie Chaplin works, because the characters generally do not have a clue what's going on, right? In this, within minutes, he's gone from a bumbling idiot to, oh, let me get into something comfortable, and took all his clothes off. So he's a bumbling idiot, but he knows how to fuck.
I've heard the synopsis for the rest of the series, and apparently he gets his clothes off quite a lot.
Right, okay. The other bit I didn't like as well is that he randomly keeps ending up in the ambassador's wife room.
Yes. Yeah, I put that as well, saying it's the same joke again. They're bringing the Lazy Susan, he's underneath there, and then for some reason he's in there investigating, and then he gets done again.
Also, I don't like the line, my wife is off, I had a nervous disposition.
Because a man has just appeared in the room. He didn't do anything, he just appeared, said hello and walked out. You'd be a bit shocked. You wouldn't have a nervous breakdown.
I'd be a bit... Well, there is a later scene where she's finally, like, moved through and going, you could be relaxed here. Which that sentence, in anything, goes, oh, you're not going to be relaxed. And she looks up and he's just hanging over the bed, once again naked. Not naked, though. Wearing one of those old man's shirts and shorts.
But we missed out the bit that where he drinks a Sambuca and the Sambuca's on fire. So what could possibly happen now?
Also, yeah, that annoyed me. Like, the Sambuca was on fire. Like, so, come on, just set fire to everything. Like, your clothes, but just the top of his lip. Wouldn't you do that? Like, if you were directing this, wouldn't you just set fire to everything? And at least if you go in like half of him, oh, he's falling in the water. Set fire to everything, run around and accidentally set fire to the couple next door again. At least then it's got some continuity. But no, he just sets fire to his lip.
Hit the play.
No. Hit the play? Are you looking at your Video Plus details?
Hit the play. But Jason's pants, hit the play. I don't know what that was.
What are you on about? You know you're live right now.
Yeah, well, not live. And I also have the power to edit, so I can make myself look pretty good. Professional podcaster. I'd make you look good as well. But mainly it's just me.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it's not just you. The Chris Barnes Show. Coming soon.
That's it. Some bloke's got a prosthetic leg, and it's the biggest prosthetic leg I've ever seen. Because it doesn't look like a... He's meant to have something in it, isn't he? He's meant to have gold, is it? I wasn't paying attention that well.
Yeah, and it's not a prosthetic leg.
This annoyed me the most, which was Guy Hubble is an idiot. He's ended up in a water tank, which means you have to climb up to get into the water tank and got wet. He's ended up with no clothes on. He's been kicked out of a room twice. And then right at the end, he goes, hang on a minute. That bloke had a prosthetic leg before, and now he hasn't, and becomes clever for 2 seconds so he can solve the plot. And I was like, well, where did that come from?
Well, and also, this happens 26 minutes into a 27-minute show.
Yeah,
where was... I was like, oh, here it is. Here it is. Here's the redemption. And the old man from not going out gets annoyed that Guy saves the day by jumping in front of the Queen whilst knocking her over with two massive planks. Did people find this funny, like injuring the Queen?
The idea of a bodyguard is the fact that you don't hurt the Queen. If you jump in front of her and land on her, you've hurt her, haven't you?
Well, I think the point was to take the bullet.
We should have done this over the coronation.
Yeah, that would have been good. That's what people need in that time, remembering somebody who served the country for 70 years, possibly the worst thing she's ever done. I in the whole Queen thing, I feel sorry for Paddington because I think he's been misconstrued as something else.
You leave that bear alone.
What's Paddington 3 going to be, where he accidentally makes a deal with the Grim Reaper?
No, he goes to Peru, apparently.
He goes to Peru. Oh, no. Oh, no. They've finally done it. Paddington on holiday. No one wants that.
Sorry, he's not directed by Paul King, who did the first two, which is worrying, because he's gone off and directed Wonka.
I will say this now, and I'm not ashamed. I think Paddington 1 and 2 are two of the greatest films ever made. And also, Wonka does look really good. Have you seen the trailer?
I have seen the trailer. I suggest everyone watch Ghost. That's quite good. That is sort of like Paddington. It's fun for all the family. I've only just started watching it, going, oh, this is actually quite good. But we never watch it on here because it's good. Go on.
Well, I've watched the first one and never anymore.
Oh, well, you need to watch more. It gets better after the first one.
Does it really? What are my headphones?
Oh. You know when I said earlier I can make you look good on it?
Yeah.
Not if you do stuff.
It could have gone far. Like, it's literally... Carry on. Phil.
Oh, hello. Hello, listeners. What have you been doing this week? Oh, that's good. It's got it.
Would you like to know the story behind these headphones?
I still think it's funny that you still bring up the fact that I moaned about your headphones when I was drunk at a gig. I said, your headphones are all your shit.
Well, I bought new ones.
Your headphones are shit. Go on.
You really got angry that night. You really got angry that night. I've seen you angry.
No, it wasn't. Years. I don't think it was that. I think it was that they used to rub on your shirt all the time. But that doesn't seem to happen anymore. It's fine.
No, because I bought new JBL ones, but I bought them in kind of see-through, what's known as ghost black. But the problem is they're very plasticky. So every now and then, one just falls out because I've got weird-shaped ears for years of wearing earrings.
I said about ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, is it worth giving a go? It is
worth a go. Keep watching it. At least watch a couple.
When does it get good? What episode?
About 3 episodes in, you go, oh, I like the characters now. It's a bit annoying at the beginning when Charlotte Ritchie can't hear them and they're just talking. Yeah. They just keep talking. But when they start having conversations, it works a lot better. Anyway.
Well, I'll give it a go.
So what would you give the Royal Bodyguard?
2, and that's me being generous.
Two what?
So shit. 2 Lazy Susan.
2 Lazy Susans. 2 water tanks that apparently you could just fall into.
Yeah, exactly that.
You know, I called out Armstrong when we did Epic Win. I want to call out Michael McIntyre now.
Okay, go on.
I watched The Wheel the other night. When someone gets the correct answer, he goes, let's lock it in. And it's like, no, no, Michael, stop doing this. It's our catchphrase.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Michael McIntyre has ripped us off.
He has ripped us off. I'm going to sue him.
You're suing McIntyre?
When I go on The Wheel, I'm going to say to him, McIntyre, you know that I had a podcast many years ago before the scandal, And and as we've discussed, we don't speak about Adam anymore. But anyway,
I love the way I'm the one caught in a scandal. It'd clearly be you.
Yeah, but if I'm on the wheel, then obviously it wasn't me, was it?
Well, it'd be something accidentally that you get caught for a scandal for that you've actually got nothing to do with, but you were there by accident.
Anyway, I said to him, yeah, you're saying my catchphrase, mate. I'm also going to go on Strictly as Trevor and do it properly as a comedian. I'm gonna do the Birdie song. I'm going to do the Hokey Cokey. I'm going to do Oops Upside Your Head. They can't stop me. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing proper dances. I'm not going to do all this Basadoble stuff.
The way you say they can't stop me. If anything, they can stop you. They very much can do that.
No, but this will be my contract. I will say I will do it as long as I can do my own dances.
As Trevor Feelgood.
As Trevor Feelgood. If you want, Trevor that badly, I have to, yeah. What other dances are
you there? If you want Trevor, you're getting Trevor.
Welcome to the dance floor. Trevor Feelgood and his partner, whatever her name is, doing their Macarena.
I reckon you should do that.
You could still do like party dances, but you could make it into a proper dance. You could have like, what's it, that song, Shorty Got Low, 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 Low. Don't punch your pelvis. Anyway,
can you please say it again just for my own amusement of Shorty Got Low, 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 Low?
Shorty Got Low, 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 Low. I don't know what the words are exactly. Is Shorty Got Low, 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 Low? It is.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Right, I'm going to Google the lyrics. If I say Shorty Got Low, 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 will it come up with the song?
I think it will.
Flow Rider, Low, see?
And Shorty Got Low, 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 Low.
So let's
lock
it
in.
And lock it in.
Shorty got low, 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 low.
Ding, ding.
Bam, bam. It's been locked in at 2 points.
Oh, royal bodyguard.
We can't watch things that we like anymore. We have to watch rubbish. What else has he done that's rubbish?
What? Diamond Geezer. There's one.
Diamond Geezer. What's that then?
It was after Only Fools and Horses, but the ITV version.
No, that's that. The ITV version is Darling Buds of May. He's basically playing a country Del Boy. Anyway.
Hope you've had a lovely time with us. We've had a lovely time with you.
See you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.